20th of May, it's designated National Streaming Day. Craig, when you and I were growing up, there was no such thing as a National Streaming Day.
No.
In fact, the words Netflix, Roku, Hulu, we wouldn't know what anybody was talking about. But today we do, and we can get some help even more about that with streaming trends expert Abby Reyes, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Bruce and Craig. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing pretty good. All right, help us out here. National Streaming Day. I've dipped my toe in the stream right now just to sort of get this going. Can you give us some tips on, you know, how best to use the streaming technology and watch programs and some of the tips and tricks?
Yeah, I definitely can. So for those of you who might be new to streaming, the first thing I'd recommend is to find the device that's right for you. I'm often on the road, so I always leave the house with my Roku Streaming Stick Plus because it's portable and I can plug it in anywhere. The second thing I'd recommend is to learn where to find free entertainment. There are literally thousands of channels available out there, and navigating doesn't have to be difficult. So there are things like the Roku channel, which make it really easy for you to find free entertainment.
And when we look for free entertainment, are we talking about movies or sports or...
Yeah, there's actually a wide variety of content available to you, from television shows to movies to live sports to even news.
And what kind of connection? This is all going to does this work on some sort of internet connection only?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
How? Yes. Yeah, so streaming gives you the ability to watch content on your television through just an internet connection. So this means that you don't need a cable subscription to access your favorite entertainment.
So how do you recommend us celebrating National Streaming Day?
We actually have a ton of ways to celebrate National Streaming Day. One is to grab your favorite people and your favorite shows and spend that time together. The second is to watch a ton of free content that's available on the Roku channel. And then take advantage of the discounts that we have at major retailers and at Roku.com.
You know, sometimes I look at my mobile device and I think, I don't know where to start. There's so much on here, I'm not sure what to do. Any tips for someone like me?
Yes. I mean, I think the first thing is just go to www.roku.com. There's tons of information on streaming for you. And again, I think what people don't know is that there are tons of content available to you. Just search for your favorite things. Everything that you can essentially find on cable is available through streaming. Just do a quick search on your mobile phone and you're good to go.
And Roku, for those who haven't spelled it out, R-O-K-U. And is there any, what's the use of the price point for some things like this?
I mean, the great thing about Roku is that there's something for everyone. So if you want something that has all the bells and whistles, that device is the Roku Ultra at $99. And then our entry-level device is just $29.99, and that's the Roku Express.
So this is a way for people to be able to find their favorite shows, maybe not tied down to some of the cable or satellite options that are out there. And then you say it's very portable, right?
Yes, definitely. This is a way to, again, have you have TV on your terms. You can take your Roku streaming device wherever you go and really have streaming entertainment at your fingertips.
Now, you mentioned how we can search for something. Sometimes it's hard to, I don't know what to search for. Is there a good menu to kind of give us a division between types of shows? Or maybe if I like this, I might also like that kind of a thing?
Yes, definitely. There's actually a feature called voice search on the Roku platform, and you can actually just use your voice to search for shows. So at the hit of a button, you can search for actors, directors, movies, and it'll all sort everything by price. So the lowest price comes up first.
Wow. So you can kind of go very specific on certain things. Mm-hmm. You might want to find out about that.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we appreciate your time. If people want to find out more again and help to celebrate National Streaming Day, not too long. They got to come up for air some point. Because usually you get involved in this and you find out the day goes by. Where's a good place to get details again?
www.roku.com.
Sounds great. Abby, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bruce and Craig.